Hello and welcome to the Cult of Tea and Dice. I'm Hardwick and today we are playing Star Wars Red Blades. This is session 2 of Cestus Calling. I'll introduce the players. We'll start with Loka.
I'm Loka Centaurus and I'll be playing Elf Brother, a Miraluka Inquisitor.
Okay, and next on my screen is Blooded.
Hello, I am Bloodied. I will be playing the 17th brother, aka that tiny, angry little furball.
And finally, Mordrigan.
Hello, I'm Mordrigan, and I will be playing the 19th brother, who is a Kamasi Force Rager. I'm also angry and fairy, but I'm a lot larger.
And would someone like to summarise what happened in session 1?
We went to the planet where the temple was on, from where we found the lightsaber of one of its temple guardians in the hands of somebody who probably wasn't a temple guardian. We're fairly certain he wasn't anyway. So we thought, fuck it, let's go and have a look at that planet. When we got there, there's a big old space station in orbit, an ex-Republic clone bank. Woo. Let's heal all the clones at once by shoving them in back to tanks. Space station. On our way in, somebody sent us a message going, oh, by the way, the space station's got pirates on. So we decided to go deal with that shit. So we rocked up to the space station. We threatened them with a ship a bit. They seemed completely unperturbed by that. Then the Ewok and the Miraluka fucking horribly murdered quite a lot of them, and now they're possibly a little bit more cooperative on account of being mostly dead, I think.
I mean, there is that one guy who I just cut his hand off, so he's...
alive-ish.
Well, he got off lighter than everyone else, let's put it that way.
He's the only survivor of the initial one. And we have him, the ship, in custody, and a comms console in the cockpit asking Johnson what they were going to do since they're being hunted by Imperials.
Yeah, I think I blew a couple of gun turrets off their ship as well.
Yes,
as
you did.
As part of the threatening business, but
I think I lightsabered one of them, and you hit the other one.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's basically where we're at.
Okay. So what would you like to do now?
We find out where the signal's coming from.
That does sound like a thing that you'll be good at.
I don't even know if it's possible.
Failing that, do they have a plan of what they were going to do in their computer system on this ship?
I don't know. I suspect at this point I'd be checking the rest of the ship to be dead sure that there's no one left alive, as it were, besides our one in-custody guy.
Okay, I think you...
I can't remember if we did that.
I'm not sure you went in the roomy cargo hold, but...
not yet, no.
You can have a look round?
Yeah, I'll do that. Do I need to make a roll?
Yeah, you can make a quick or a careful check.
Careful. Total of 4.
Okay. You can also tell that the message you're receiving on the comm is local.
How far is local?
Probably on the station.
Okay.
So you can't actually see anyone in the cargo hold. There are some crates they've already stowed. There's space for quite a few more, but there's not actually anyone else here.
While they're checking the ship, can I call our fighter wing up and say, one of you go back to our ship and procure another pilot. I want you to remove their ship and put it in orbit around the station.
Okay.
basically cutting off their line of escape. Unless I can just tractor the thing out with my ship. But oh wait, do TIE fighters have grapplers on? Can't remember.
I'm not sure it would be usable on this freighter.
Okay, well, in that case, yeah, I'll send a request for a AN pilot to be sent over so we can fly off with their naughty ship.
I will add to that request to make sure that he has an escort. Because if there's someone we haven't found, I don't want them popping out to the panel and, you know, shanking him in the back whilst he's trying to take this thing out of the dock.
I mean, that's fair enough, yes.
Okay. You get an affirmative response to your request.
Cool.
Do they give a time estimate for how long it's going to take to get him?
It's going to be about 10 minutes.
Oh, that's fine.
All right.
To delay, I don't think.
Probably not. We do, however, need to find whoever's sending this message, since, as far as I can tell, it's from on the station.
Bear with me, then. I'm going to land my ship so I can jump out and come and help search a fucking giant space station.
Presumably, if this place has been mothballed, they've left a fairly clear trail in what's probably the dustiest thing ever by now.
So you do notice that between the hangar bay and the only other exit that's not out into space, the doors have been jammed open.
Mm-hmm.
So they've taken the time to pry each of the kind of blast doors open and then kind of wedge something to keep them open.
Oh, if this place ever decompresses, it's going to be awful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they were just planning on not being here when that happened.
Everyone plans that. Yeah. Never turns out that way when it actually happens. Okay. Have they done a lot, this group, have they done that to, like, a lot of paths? Or I guess I can start sending out my probe droids to find out. I basically want to find out, have they gone broad or have they done one path but deep?
So from the hangar bay, there's a little corridor into like a lift shaft area, and there's also some consoles there. If you head in that direction, you can see more doors that are jammed open.
Okay. Are any of the consoles alive?
No, there's no... Nothing is powered up at all.
Okay. But pressurized and breathable. So something is on here. Is on the approach, was the station responding to pings? Or was it just... non-communicative and someone had slapped a don't run into this beacon on the outside?
It's got a warning that it's there, but there isn't anything else that you notice. There was no, as I say, it's not powered up at all, so it's basically floating in orbit.
Okay.
I do have a map, if I can remember which one.
Did you look in the crates they'd already stolen? Because that might tell us what they're after.
I hadn't, no. I was mostly looking for people.
Well, I tell you what, I'll wander over in that direction. Unless you can do it, 19th brother, 17th brother.
Fine. The Ewok will make his way grumblingly towards the crates to have a look and see what's in them.
So, it's easy enough to... get into the crates. It looks to be medical supplies.
Well, makes sense. It's a medical station. I'll send comms back. It's medical supplies.
Okay. Well, I mean, that doesn't help us very much. Not on here, because everywhere is filled with medical supplies. But
does mean they're not taking the tanks, though.
Mm.
Also,
they probably would.
If they had the option. It does well. I mean, medical supplies will always supply sell well, so a good easy motive.
Just need to find especially the when, there. Especially with rebellion groups.
Quite. Okay. So, are you? Has that? I tried to attach a picture. I don't know if that's come through.
Not seen anything in chat yet.
No, nothing here, I'm afraid.
Okay.
If you click on the little thing that's like a square with a plus symbol in the bottom right-hand corner, you can take a screen capture and it automatically uploads it.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah, no, loading now. Never mind. Ooh, nice.
Okay, so you are in a hangar bay that's just off the bottom...
Righto.
Bottom left-hand fork.
Okay.
For those of you listening at home, it looks somewhat like the Chaos Star, where the bottom and top turn into a person with ears. Not my greatest description ever, but you know what? Fuck it.
Hello, it's functional. Balcony.
So the circular room that you would come into, assuming you're going that way.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's got a whole kind of pile of rubble on one side.
Okay.
There's a kind of balcony, and then there is a lift in the middle. At the bottom, there's a kind of console unit that hugs the wall. It's not on.
Right. Is this going to be one of those fancy no guard rails floating platform lifts? Or is it actually like a thing that goes up and down in a tube?
It's like a glass tube kind of lift.
Okay. Wouldn't trust that without the power on. The balcony, does it look like it's got doors and rooms off? Or
No, it's just kind of mesh kind of flooring. It looks like it's probably or was for maintenance.
Okay. Assuming the door to the southeast has not been wedged open.
No, that door is closed. That's to the next hangar along.
Okay. I get the impression that anywhere that's not been broken into, they won't be. So I suppose we ought to follow the trail of destruction for now. I would like to send my droids ahead and have them search for life forms that are not Imperial. If that's okay. Because they can do... Well, they probably can't go faster than we can, but there's more of them. So...
Yeah, and it's way better that people shoot blasters at them than us.
Yeah, they're way more replaceable.
Okay, so they head up Corridor C into the large circular area in the middle. There's no life forms there. There are life forms pinging down Corridor A and down Corridor D.
Does Corridor A line up with the hangar that we knew the other guys were going to?
The doors to Corridor A are wedged open.
Right.
The door to Corridor D is not. You think possibly the two shuttles that came in from the planet were landing in D?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
So I reckon we could probably ignore D for the time being then?
Yep, I agree.
In the central circular area, even without the computers on, you can tell this is the kind of the main computer for the reactor.
Right.
That powers the station.
Has anyone fucked with it? Can we check that?
I mean, if you do a quick reading check, they are normal.
Okay, well, that's good.
Presumably, it's basically in standby mode.
Yes.
It's not a bomb strapped to the side of it.
I mean, the emergency lighting in here is not great.
Hmm.
But you can't see anything really that shouldn't be here.
Good.
The squares, I'm guessing, are crates of some sort.
You've got some like crates and boxes kind of stacked up. The big square near corridor A, that's a like a hover gurney, like a hover trolley.
Right.
That's got six crates loaded on it.
Almost like somebody has been interrupted.
Mm.
What's the shading to the west central area? Is that like debris on the floor or something?
Oh, that's just the reactor section. It's just like a warning stripe on the floor.
Oh, okay.
The circle towards corridor B is another lift that goes up to what would have been like the command center bridge. Space stations have bridges.
I do.
That's where it would be.
Okay. But no life signs that way.
No. The only thing you're getting is you think the Imperials down D and some others in A.
Well, brothers, I think our quarry is down corridor A.
Mm.
Shall we?
Yes, I would assume so. I'm going to drift off into the shadows and start making my way circuitously towards A, trying to stay unseen.
Okay.
I'm going to send the droids ahead so that they are A, a distraction, and B, will have better ideas about what's coming. I'm assuming at corridor A is stacked both sides with crates. There seems to be one which might be acting as some sort of barricade.
The crates do seem to be lined up both sides. One of them, it could be a barricade. It might have just been kind of the next one to be moved onto the trolley.
Right, okay. These guys are startlingly efficient for robbers. This is a very organized operation.
As you're walking through or round the central area, you do hear, like, noises coming from corridor D.
Do they sound like someone's going to try and cut through a blast door?
It could be something like that, yes.
Okay. Can I pick up any Imperial comm frequencies at the moment?
You're not finding them on any of your channels.
Oh, that's going to be interesting. Okay. I almost want to have one of my droids set in front of door D, just holding a note saying, "Congratulations, you're receiving inquisitorial help. Please do not resist." But I shan't, because if they know what's good for them, when they see the red blades, they'll back the fuck off.
Mm-hmm. Given I'm creeping round the right-hand side towards A, 19th brother, do you want D for yourself?
Sorry, did you mean 17th brother?
I did. I always get those mixed up.
That's fine. Yes, I would.
Excellent. In which case, the 19th brother, the one I'm actually playing, will continue to the north, and let the 17th brother, the one I'm not playing, head over to A.
So you're staying at D?
I'm moving round from C via B to A. Okay. So I'm out of sight.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can do horrific things if I attack from stealth.
Okay. And 17th brother, are you going the other way?
Yeah. I mean, Yeah, I mean, wait, are we all going north, or am I going down D, or...?
Well, our other brother is saying that... Well,
the door to D isn't open.
They're cutting it.
Okay.
I'm sending my droids down A to see what's there. And I'm probably walking towards the center at the moment, whilst trying to program them and take stock of what's going on.
Okay.
I haven't decided exactly where I will go yet.
But... So, I mean, I could start, like, trying to cut through door D.
That would probably make them a bit surprised.
Yes. Yeah. I'll stop doing that then.
Just remind me, did you contact the Imperials and say we're coming to help?
I think we did, actually.
Yeah, because there was something about if we wanted... Oh, God. My notes aren't good enough, but I think that we did, because we asked about who the shuttles were and then got told it's part of some sort of anti-smuggler thing and then went to the station and actually tried to talk to them. And then put our wing of TIE fighters in orbit around the station. So
they were landing at one place because they had reports of smugglers over there, and we said we'd take the other.
Yes, that's right.
Which is why we landed on these people.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, let's face it, if they didn't know we were here, they're going to very shortly.
I mean, if they look out the window, they'll see a shitload of TIE fighters they don't recognize for a start.
I was thinking they were going to get the same kind of surprise as the Trade Federation did in episode one.
Well, yeah, there's that.
Okay.
And there's not even just two of us, there's three of us.
This is getting out of hand. Oh, there's three of them.
And the droids.
Okay, there's... So are you cutting through them this side?
Or yes, I am.
Okay. Do you want to make... a roll for how efficiently you do that?
Okay, I will do that. I'd say that would probably be forceful, because I'm not being, like, delicate about it, so.
Mm-hmm.
And that ends up with a disappointing zero.
Okay. It's a bit harder than you expected. Are you making an Ewok size hole, or...?
I mean, like, yeah, I'm basically hole. Making an Ewok. So these other guys can bend over. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'll take you a while to get all the way through and make a hole.
Okay.
So the droids that you've sent off, they are making their way into the relative darkness of Corridor A.
Oh. Okay.
And there are crates either side, so it's fairly narrow.
Are there, like, does the crates effectively make alcoves along the sides?
Yeah, or there are gaps in between. Real close? And it's mainly the crates that are kind of blocking some of the light off.
Okay. Definitely making sure that my droids point their lights into the darkness bits so that they don't miss anything. How big and heavy are we talking for the crate that's been manhandled across the center?
It's probably, you'd be able to pick it up with two people.
Okay. Just one high, that one?
It's just one high, yeah.
About waist height, are we saying?
Yeah, just below waist height.
Okay. So we can see over it reasonably easily.
Yeah.
When the droid goes over, is there anyone behind it?
There's no one behind the first crate.
Excellent. Well, I will probably skip over that then. I'm assuming that my Kamazi colleague is going to keep to the shadows.
Uh-huh.
And unless they want to go first, I'm going to start heading down A with my lightsaber in hand, but not ignited yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm quite fine for him to act as the decoy, so I'll sort of shadow along behind him, but not visibly, as it were.
Okay.
I'm not going particularly fast. I'm going to make sure that I check both sides of the corridor, the alcoves. I'm going to do the non-gamer thing and look up in each one of them.
Okay. Up ahead, you hear a noise.
Uh-huh. Is it the kind of thing where someone has basically gone, oh shit, and bumped into the wall? Or are we talking thrown grenade?
Someone has gone, oh shit.
How far up ahead?
They are in the circular room ahead, you think?
Okay. I guess picking up the pace and igniting my lightsaber.
Okay. I think we'll probably... Do you want to roll for initiative now?
That's a quickness roll, right?
Yeah.
Total of three. And also, my quickness is one.
Also a total of three.
What's your quickness?
Two.
In which case you go before me.
So what's happening?
So, they are also going on three.
The dice, they hate us.
What did the 17th brother get?
Did the 17th brother roll?
Hello? Ewok?
Oh, sorry, I forgot I'd muted myself. That would be a four in total.
Hooray! One of us is faster. It's the one that's the other side of the room.
Dealing with a door, yeah.
You're the other side of the room, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, it's there. There being the other side of the room.
Yes, quite. Okay, so for this round, so you've gone first, 13th brother.
Yeah, I wouldn't be doing anything until somebody basically jumps out to mug him anyway.
Yeah. So you are heading forward. In the room in front of you, there is a guy, you can't really tell. He's wearing a kind of hat or something on his head. He's kind of grey. He seems to be shouting something and fumbling for a weapon.
In that case, I will probably also shout, surrendering is probably your best bet. But certainly raising weapons against us would be a bad plan. But I think most of my round is moving. So beyond that, I shan't do anything.
Okay. The guy is fumbling for his weapon. He ducks behind a crate that's in there.
Okay.
17th brother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's the Ewok. So, right.
Yeah, that's me.
Fucking hell.
You are kind of halfway through cutting your small hole.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of the door, you hear guns cocking.
Oh, they're going to have a bad time.
Did you want to continue?
Yes.
Okay. You continue cutting. 19th brother, you can have a go.
Right, so one of these people is fumbling for a weapon and is hiding behind a crate. We haven't seen or heard anybody else up forward, have we, currently?
No, you have heard him shouting something to, you assume, someone else. It wasn't directed your way.
Right. I'm going to try and get as close as I can while still in stealth, because at the moment I don't want to trigger my trap until I know how many there are in there, because I've done that before and it fucking hurt. So I'm going to sneaky up in his direction. Total of two.
Okay. You don't think he's seen you?
Okay, well, that's good. I'll stay in hiding at the moment to see how my compatriots' attempts at intimidation of them work.
Well, I mean, he kept cocking his gun, so...
Yeah, probably not. But, like I said, I don't want to kind of rush in there half-cocked when I don't know how many of them there are.
Okay. 13th, brother, it's you.
12th, but... Yeah. Do I have any response from my droids as to what sort of person count is in the circle room, any branching corridor bits or anything like that?
So, both doors from this room are open. The lift shaft appears to be open.
Oh, that's what the C is. Right, got it.
And the guy hiding behind the box appears to be a weakway.
Okay, what's that?
I'm not familiar.
Don't
know how to spell that.
Oh, the guys with the dreadlocks on Jabba the Hutt's
On his
Bib Fortuna.
No. That's Twi'lek. The guys who look like they've been half mummified. Leather armor, long dreadlocks.
Oh, scrotum.
Scrotum face
motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, scrotum face motherfucker. Yeah, I know the dude now.
Yeah, he looks like that.
Oh, them.
I had his Kenner action figure.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of Star Wars Kenner action figures.
I had to guess the spelling a couple of times before Wikipedia turned it up. Okay. So he's got a crate to hide behind. Is he next to the lift?
He is. So the crate is kind of in the doorway of the left-hand corridor.
Okay. Is there anything similar in the other corridor?
No, that route appears to be clear.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to proceed towards them and basically, because my lightsaber is out and ignited, and it's just like, I promise you, it's going to go really, really bad for you if you try and shoot me. But I'm mostly acting as a stalking horse here for... Mm-hmm. 19th?
Yeah.
I want to say.
Yeah. That is the right number, even though I keep getting it wrong.
And I want to give my droids time to cover the northeastern corridor to check whether or not they've got people down there. So that will be... I guess I'm basically trying to either intimidate them or make it really clear that they should take that surrender option.
Okay. Are you... still in the corridor, or are you moving into the room?
I will be moving into the circular room.
Okay. I mean, he's still pointing his gun at you.
If he hasn't shot yet, I'm not going to take any, like, properly aggressive moves either.
Okay.
I'm just going to keep walking towards him with my weapon out, just like he is.
He's kind of poking his gun round the side of the crate. And he looks at you and goes, yeah, what are you doing? This is our stuff.
Do I get to respond? Or are we going around the... I don't know enough about how the Star Wars system handles that.
I mean, I'm not going to do anything if you're still talking to him, so have at it.
The 17th brother is still cutting his hole, so unless you want to do anything else, then... Yeah, you can respond.
I assure you it is not. And, you know, I hold up the lightsaber. You may have noticed that I'm with the Imperial Inquisition.
Okay, do you move any closer, or...?
I mean, I'm going to be slowly walking towards him this whole time.
Okay. He's not overly bright.
You must have heard of the Inquisition, though, right?
Not necessarily.
Really?
In that case, he's probably going to have a very bad day in about 3 seconds, give or take, if he starts firing that gun.
He does take a shot at you.
What do I need to defend? I can't remember how this works.
Well, are you going to quickly jump to one side? Are you going to forcefully knock his hand out of the way with the force?
I would probably be trying to knock his weapon out of his hand with the force if I can, but the lightsaber-ish not.
Parry.
So I guess that's forceful. The pistol yank is kind of the archetypal thing to do here, right? Just force pull his gun out of his hand.
Yeah, or just when he's trying to fire it, just like adjust his aim so it goes somewhere else.
Yeah, so if I go for forceful, I end up with four. So if I can go for, I'll have your pistol, thanks, then I will.
Okay.
I don't know if I need to be adding anything to that besides my forceful, but hopefully four is enough.
He also rolled a four.
Ooh.
Which means he misses but gets plus one forward, I believe. So his next action will be a plus one. I want to say.
So he keeps hold of the... You try and yank the gun out of his hand. He managed to keep a grip on it, but he's lost his aim that he had.
Okay.
He shouts something in a language you don't understand. It's not in any direction. Where are we? 17th brother. You've made a hole.
Okay. So I know that there are guys on the other side of this with guns. They're waiting for me.
It'd be such a shame to disappoint, though.
True. Okay, so I am going to basically go through it as quick as I can, just trying to launch myself as quickly as possible at the nearest target.
Are you... like propelling yourself through the hole, or are you propelling yourself without taking the what you cut away? Let me see what I mean.
Actually, can I force push the bit that is currently in the hole to try and hit someone with it?
Yes, you can try that.
I'd like to do that then, please.
Okay.
Should I make a forceful roll?
I'd go with forceful, yeah.
Yeah, okay. One. Disappointing.
Okay, you managed to push the hole bit. It goes a short distance, and then it seems to clang into something metal.
Mm-hmm.
19th brother, what are you doing?
So he's just shot at my mate. So I am going to forcefully leap out of the shadows, assault him with my brain and also the lightsaber in my hand. I will be activating my Memni stunt, which means when I'm attacking from stealth, I gain plus two. I assume he can't see me. He did actually miss me when I was sneaking up.
Yeah, he hasn't seen you.
Perfect. In which case, I'll forcefully try and chop his gun hand off. I am going to tag my aspect, Separatist Jedi or Smugglers, or as I call them, Dead, 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 because there's no way I'm taking a minus three on this roll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so re-rolling that to a one on the dice gives me a six. Because forceful three, plus one from the dice, plus two from my stunt.
Okay, he's concentrating on his kind of where his gun's just almost been yanked out of his hand and it's pointing towards the floor, so he's not not really looking. So you do manage to kind of leap into the room and take it from him. He squeals. And kind of falls back onto the floor.
He did tell you it would be bad if you pointed that gun at him.
Do you have another action? Or
no, that's it for me.
Okay. 13th brother?
Ah, brother. Excellent. I was just telling this gentleman that surrender would be in his best interests.
His friends should probably take a leaf out of that book, because otherwise we're going to have to do what we just did to him, to all of them.
He's fallen over. I assume he's dropped whatever weapons he had. Is there a way that I can, I don't know, do I have binders? I don't have them on my sheet, so no. Can I, tie him up?
These crates are big, right? We could shove him in one of them.
They're probably full of medical stuff, though.
Oh, good point.
Otherwise, they wouldn't be trying to take him. Is there a suitable empty crate nearby?
There is an empty crate here, yes.
Right, crating the weak way.
Okay.
He can think about what he's done in crate time.
Right, before we shut it...
Think about what you've done.
Before we shut it... I'm going to poke an air hole in the top.
With your lightsaber.
Yes. Don't say we never give you anything.
Okay. Crates up. Weak way.
I'm also going to make sure that he can't open it from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, make sure that whatever clamps there are set.
Okay. The weak way kind of makes another kind of high pitched wailing noise.
Uh-huh.
As you put him in the box, but can't really do much else. In corridor D, a unit of stormtroopers are all pointing their guns at a small hole, and the small piece of metal that's come from the hole has just knocked over their E-web cannon. They haven't been ordered to shoot yet, so they're just standing there looking at you through the hole.
So I can see them now.
Yep.
What are you doing in there?
What are you doing in there?
I am a member of the Imperial Inquisition. I am investigating, along with my brothers, reports that a group of pirates were stealing from this Imperial facility.
This was our mission. You ruined it.
Your mission was to stand in a corridor doing nothing? That does not seem a particularly good use of Imperial resources, does it?
We weren't expecting you to come through that way.
And yet, here we are, having successfully defeated the pirates, while you were standing in a corridor, pointing guns at a sealed door.
The 19th brother and the 13th brother probably, 12. Give each... 12. Probably give each other a look by that point, because he's like, we've defeated the pirates. And we're like... Have we? I don't think so.
I'm just going to stalk off over towards his brothers because he's really, really annoyed now.
12th brother is probably going to look at 19th and go, we'd better finish off defeating them.
Probably am.
Behind you, you can hear the
argument.
The captain of the unit kind of grumbling away at his men, and we were only pointing our guns at the door because we heard something on the side. Get on with getting this door open.
I'm just waiting for the Ewok to go, I heard that.
He's done talking with them. He's done now. That's his social interaction for the next month.
That's fair.
Torture.
Would you like your box back?
Don't have time.
Right, where are we? 19th brother, you've got a boxed weakway.
In this room you said something about a lift, and he keeps shouting to people.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a lift and an open door? Is that right?
So both the doorways are open.
Right.
One of the probe droids has gone down the one to the right, I believe.
Yep, northeast.
The lift shaft is open.
Okay.
And there's the corridor behind where the weak way was going to the left.
I'm
going to
go take a look in the lift shaft. If the lift shaft is open, is there like a rope dangling down or dangling up, if you see what I mean?
Round the outside of the lift, like tube, there seemed to be some kind of device that allows some ropes to hang onto it.
Righto. Have they gone down with those ropes?
From here, the lift only goes down.
Okay, well, in that case, I guess I'll follow those ropes down.
Okay. Are you just jumping or are you using the rope?
How far is it?
It's about 10 foot, maybe.
I'll just jump down and use the force to land properly.
Okay. It's dark at the bottom.
That suits me fine, because that means they can also not see me. I'll turn the lightsaber off as I jump down. The forceful jump nets me a total of 4.
Okay, you land silently in the dark.
Mm-hmm. Right, once I do that, do I hear any like, or what was that? Or anything like that that suggests there are people in here, or are they being quiet, or
you can hear like a scrabbling sound.
A scrabbling sound.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's clearly too dark in here. I will ignite the lightsaber. So if nothing else, they see a menacing red glow.
Okay.
And hopefully I can see them.
You can see a large number of old, broken, and just crappy-looking back to town.
Mm-hmm. But I also heard scrabbling, so I'll keep an eye out while everybody else does their bit.
Okay, you're down the hole.
I am.
Who's next? Is that the 12th brother?
It is. What does the northwest corridor look like? Is it open at the other end, or is it another set of boxes?
So there are no boxes in the corridor, but the doors at the other end are propped open.
Okay. Have I heard back from my droid on the northeast corridor for life sign checks?
There's one life sign in the north, well, off the northeast corridor.
Any signs of life from northwest, or is it weak way in a box and nothing else?
There doesn't appear to be anything else life sign wise that way.
Okay. In that case, I will. Can I see the 17th brother?
The 17th brother?
Because he's heading over this way, isn't he?
He's not yet in view.
Okay. In which case, I will come to the others. I'm leaving the box Tweakway here. There are no life zones to the northwest, following a life zone to the northeast. And then I will head off up the northeastern corridor to see what I can see.
Okay. This corridor is dark as well. There are a couple of crates at the end there you can see a vague outline of.
In a sort of barricade-y fashion, or...?
They are lined up across the, like, in front of the doors, but whether it's a recently made barricade or they're just lined up, ready to be moved into the next area.
Okay. I guess I will. That's my turn, if there's nothing specifically to interact with. But I will be heading towards them.
Okay. Behind all of you, you can hear the doors to Corridor D opening and the familiar, like, clacking of Imperial Stormtrooper armor.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell for sure, because no one's actually looking, but they're kind of slowly moving up.
Mm-hmm.
possibly wary of small, furry, shouty things.
That would make sense.
But they're gathering in the centre. 17th brother.
I will be following after 12th brother.
You're going into the northeast corridor.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you able to see in low light? I don't know if that's a Ewok thing or not.
I don't know. You know what? Let me have a look at Wikipedia.
I mean, the Miraluka will be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. My lightsaber's on for the visible band seeing people anyway.
I'm not sure if it would say. You want to make a roll for spotting anyway?
Yeah, sure. I'll make a roll. Why not? I guess that would be sneaky, I suppose. Not my strongest traits, but I do somehow manage to get a 4.
Nice.
Okay. So in the what's going to be the landing bay this side, through the wedged open doors, you do see some movement to the right. It looks like another Weequay. So, 19th brother, you're down a hole.
I am. I'm going to have a quick scout about and see if I can work out what made that scuttling sound. I've got my lightsaber on, so I should be able to see.
Mm-hmm.
I have a quick scout about and see what's what.
Okay, so the tubes are arranged in circles, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them still have liquid in, some of them don't. Some of them have, like, bits in the liquid.
Mm-hmm. Chunks.
It's difficult to see much because everything's reflecting the light from your lightsaber.
Mm-hmm.
There are some, like, scraps of material or something on the floor.
Right.
But you're not seeing anything currently that would make a scrabbling noise.
Okay. Given the where this lift shaft is, where I know the others are going, can I see any lift shafts down here that will go up to behind where they're currently at?
From what you've seen, the only other lift is in the centre area that went up to the command centre.
Righto. Well, in that case, if I can't see anything, I will go over to the ropes and use them to climb out of the hole.
Okay. Where are we? 12th brother.
I'm going to head to the boxes at the end of the corridor. Given that I see through the force, do I see anything there?
So in the cargo bay this side, there is another hover trolley.
Right.
That's pretty stacked up with crates. There are several, at least parts of Bacta tanks lined up as well.
Okay.
You would also have seen another Weequay diving behind some more crates.
Okay. Same deal as for your colleague out here, who is still alive, if somewhat constrained right now. Surrender is your best option. It doesn't tend to go well for those who resist. And then I'm just going to keep walking towards where I saw him jump into hiding.
Okay. He is slightly more sensible and just kind of goes, okay, just don't kill me.
That's fine. Weapon I'm on just, the floor, you know, kick it
working
over.
Working for the boss.
We'll find out about your boss in the time to come. Weapon on the floor, kick it over this way.
He kind of kicks the gun. It doesn't go very far, but he tried.
I'll make it go the rest of the way with the force, just so he feels less bad about it. How many more of you are there?
I don't know. Who you found?
Oh, come on. You know that's not how this works. I could let my colleague here go at you. I'm the reasonable one.
He kind of looks towards the door.
Ominous small silhouette. Lightsaber. Growl.
There's, let me see. There's Jim. And him. There's six of us.
All right.
How many did we get on the ship? Three? Two?
We've got one with a cut off hand. I know we've got at least one dead. I think there may have been one in one of the gun turrets when it exploded, but I'm not sure about that one. We've got boxed Weequay, so that's either three or four. We've got this guy, so that's either four or five. So there's either one or two left. Did I? How many life signs did I get out this way? Just the one, or?
Just the one.
All right, come on this way, down the corridor before us. Come on. Heard him down the corridor in the direction of.
He kind of shuffles off. 17th brother.
Mm-hmm.
Your brother has managed to get this one to surrender.
Darn. Oh well.
There are possibly one or two still around.
Okay. Right. Where else haven't we looked yet? I assume your droids haven't found anything.
Well, our brother is down the lift shaft locating something down there.
I didn't know.
Hello, Winter.
Yes.
And we have a crated one and this guy to take back. And where had... So, Corridor B wasn't open. We came up Corridor C.
Corridor D had stormtroopers in it.
So we've either got one or two to find. And okay. What sort of range do my droid sensors have? Is there any point in trying to send them further into like the hangars off the off this branch? Or are they have they covered all of the area that there is to cover?
They would have covered everything in like Corridor A section and the landing phase.
Okay. I will send one down the lift shaft to try and locate anything down there. And I will focus for the moment on getting these two back to the ship intact so that they can be taken away by interrogation, preferably unchoked, but who knows how things will go with the 17th.
Okay. You're heading back into the main area then.
Mm-hmm. 1 week way in tow and 1 week way slightly more literally in tow.
Are you carrying the box?
If there's
the box.
If there's a gurney available, I'll have put it on that.
There's a gurney in trolley in the center room, but it can't actually fit down the corridor.
Oh, because of the other crates?
Yep.
Oh. In that case I'll just have to drag the crate.
I suppose you could float it if you felt like doing that.
Yeah. That's probably what I would do on
Okay.
Nothing terribly showy, just so I don't have to lift the thing.
Where are we? The Imperials seem to have given up, and they're just kind of milling about and comparing guns and things when you get into earshot. 17th brother, did you want to be doing anything?
I mean, I suppose I can check the other corridor, because we were up the northeast one, was that right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, well, I could try going up the northwest.
Okay, you head up the northwest. There. The doors are kind of wedged open, but there's not a lot in here. There aren't any crates piled up or anything like that. So you can pretty much see the whole area, but you can't see anybody.
Mm. I'll have a look around, see if there's anyone hiding.
Okay. You take a wander around. Nothing in here of any note, really?
I'll head back and catch up.
Okay.
With 12th brother.
Mordrigan, we're up to you.
Sorry, I phased out there for a bit. Assuming nothing has chased up behind me as I'm trying to get up these lift shafts, I'll get up the lift shafts, go over to my erstwhile companions and go, so, are there any more of them? Do we need to start chopping through doors and shit like that? There must be at least one more. There was some scrabbling downstairs.
This one, I nudged my captive, has kindly reported that there are 6 of them total.
How many have we got so far, please, Hardwick?
I believe you've got 5.
So we're missing one. There was some scrabbling noises downstairs with the backed tanks. I couldn't see anything.
We'll see what the droid turns up.
Okay.
But for now, we're securing these 2. If the stormtroopers are just standing around, I'm going to bark at one of them to give me his binders.
Uh-huh.
Because they're on like a search and detain mission, they will have binders. If the captain protests, I'm just going to hold up my unignited lightsaber as like a badge of office and go and give him a look.
I will volunteer to guard the 2 prisoners as well.
The captain kind of pretends to ignore you.
He can pretend all he likes. I saw that.
Even though it's difficult to tell, they've still all got their helmets on, but he's, you know, purposely not looking, not turning his face plate towards you.
All right. So unboxed Weequay gets bound and has 19th brother to ensure that he doesn't do anything stupid. And I guess wait a couple of minutes for my droid to come back and say life sign, no life sign.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you all make a clever check?
Not easily. Oh, shit. I've lost one. Total of 2.
Okay.
Same. 2.
Total of 2, but I would like to tag Spider in the web to get an additional +2, I think it is, for tagging an aspect.
Yep.
So, total of 4.
Okay, in which case you all notice, but the stormtroopers don't, a smoke grenade has been hurled down from the command center lift shaft and is starting to fill the room.
Can I force throw it back up?
You can give it a go.
Forceful is not my best stat, but I get a 2 total. And my mask on. There it is.
Okay, yeah. The grenade seems to be like hovering in the shaft.
Well, I think we found out where the last one is. He's upstairs.
We should probably go and get him.
Is the lift shaft the only way up there?
That you can see, yes.
Okay.
I guess jump up the shaft, unless it's got like a rope in it that makes that easier.
So you can see the grenade has fallen down again, and is starting to slowly fill the room again. It does have a rather fat Weequay kind of on top of it, where he's tried to jump down gracefully and not managed.
Ah. If he is prone, I might just nab another set of binders off the nearest stormtrooper and see if I can get him.
He is
actually, I don't know if the system
nimble and is trying to... He's kind of up on his knees and looks like he's heading for Corridor C.
We have had the radio confirmation by this point that they've piloted the smuggler's shuttle out, right? not yep. Travel Praetor. Okay, yeah. Cool. So he's got nowhere to go, is what I'm hearing, because the 19th brother has still got the keys to the TIE fighter. Mm-hmm. I guess I'll trace him then, menacingly waving the binders.
Okay. What's your quick stat?
My quick stat is 1.
Okay.
I will also try and cut him off, and by him off, I mean his foot.
Okay.
That's the way to do it.
What's your quick stat?
My quick stat is 3.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You would get to him first, Ben. He's made it from the lift shaft in that area past the crates. Do you want to make an attack?
Yes, please. I'll make a quick attack. Yeah, that's a 4.
Okay.
Might not just be his foot.
He inexplicably trips over the floor and leaves his foot behind.
Whoops.
Oopsie.
That's a shame.
He somehow manages to trip over a lightsaber blade.
They're everywhere these days.
Isn't actually trippable. Anyway, he's kind of face down on the floor without a foot. Making that horrid squealing noise.
The Ewok is grinning in a very disturbing fashion.
Well, I'm going to put the binders on him anyway, but I don't think he can run away anymore.
No. Well, hop, maybe.
I guess I'm going to turn around to the others and see, this is what happens when you resist. And then I guess we start herding them towards our shuttle, which will be turning up at some point.
Your shuttle should still be in the landing bay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, we parked it at the other end, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah, in which case, the prisoner's in that direction.
Okay.
Well, I say herd. Herd one, force float another, and then I guess the Ewok will decide whether he wants to float or drag the last one.
Drag.
Okay. As you're heading towards the shuttle, I'm assuming you don't bother to say anything to the stormtrooper unit there?
I mean, they're studiously ignoring us, so we'll make reports into our own chain of command and they can argue about it there.
You'd be able to hear them clacking off in their armour down Corridor D. all kind of bit.
Stupid inquisitors.
I'm going to tell the commander about this. He can complain.
Oh, yeah, tell the commander. That'll do so much good. Jog on.
yes, you can load everything into the shuttle. Did you want anything else apart from your crate of Queequeg, your limping Queequeg, and your bound Queequeg?
And their ship, obviously.
I mean,
well,
their ship has
already gone, but yes.
I'm going to recover my probe droids, obviously. On their way back, I would make them check for any data pads they've left around or anything like that. We've got their ship, we've got them. Which is going to do wonders for our level of intelligence about this bunch. But if they've left,
I mean, they don't seem like the brightest bunch.
I mean, they mostly seem motivated by money.
So we just need to find out who is paying them.
Anyone and everyone. That's what the black market is for.
Well, they specifically mentioned a boss. So
yeah, finding out who they are will be one of the big tasks for the interrogators. If they've not left any other kit hanging around, then the medical supplies I'm going to leave undisturbed because we've got plenty of our own. And I'm not sure these ones are still in date.
Probably not.
I will ask one of the stormtroopers to perform a audit of what it was they were nicking, because that might give us an idea of what it was they were planning to do with it.
They had tank parts in one of the areas lined up for removal, didn't they?
They did.
Worth noting that. But yeah, good shout. Give the stormtroopers something to do whilst they're here.
Yeah, while they moan about us.
Yeah, they were going to do that anyway.
They kind of go, oh, we'll pass it on. It's not really our job.
That might get a response there for 19th.
I see. So you were sent here on a sweep and secure for smugglers. We've done your jobs for you, but you're uninterested in what they were intending to steal and smuggle. Is that about the long and short of it?
No, but if you want an audit, that's not really...
I want you to look in the boxes and see what they were stealing. You know, the standard report you're going to have to make anyway. I want you to send that report to us too.
Oh, right. Sure.
You know what? I would just like to deal you the greatest insult that I believe is possible amongst stormtroopers. I've met scout troopers who are more effective than you are. And then I walk away. Given that everybody seems to think that the scout troopers are just adrenaline junkies who don't know what they're doing. Fuck this guy.
I mean, the training for scout troopers is more or less, can you stay on the scout bike whilst you're going?
Mm-hmm.
You've gone a fair way away from him, but you do still hear like a frustrated kind of scream heading down Corridor D.
Well, he's only got himself to blame, prick.
And you head off in your shuttle back to your cruiser.
With prisoners who we can now talk at. Ugh.
Yep, when you get back onto the ship, there is a message been left from the base commander for you.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll deal with that next time.
Okie dokie. I will do the thing. Thank you very much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed what you've been listening to. If you have, then please do feel free to leave us your iTunes reviews, your Podchasers, your Podbean reviews. You can talk to us at thecultsoftandice.net, thecultsoftandice@gmail.com, or at cultsoftandice.bsky.com, I believe. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.